A pair of powerful unbeaten teams meet tonight in New Braunfels as the Wimberley Texans take on the Gonzales Apaches in the second round of the UIL 3A Texas State High School Football Playoffs. Both teams have explosive offenses, and both teams have their sights set on winning the 2011 state championship. Now, let's throw it to New Braunfels for all of the action with the voice of the Wimberley Texans, Mike Blackwell.
Hi again, friends. We come to you live and worldwide, as usual, from New Braunfels, Texas, where tonight a pair of unbeaten square off in the second round of the Texas High School Football Playoffs, the Wimberley Texans and the Gonzales Apaches. I'm Mike Blackwell. Great having you along once again on WimberleyRadio.com. And also, if you're at the stadium, on 89.7 FM over on that far side. And if any indication can be gained from last week's game, tonight's game ought to be a dandy for you, that's for sure. Last week, of course, the Texans were in Marble Falls and needed two overtime periods to finally douse those Taylor Ducks. Just a thrilling finish to that ball game. And since tonight we have a pair of undefeated teams fighting it out on this red turf at New Braunfels Canyon High School, you would expect a great deal of excitement here tonight as well. Wimberley, of course, enters the ball game with a 10-0 record after the narrow escape last week and continues to be guided on offense, at least, by quarterback Brady Lambert, who has thrown for 26 touchdown passes this season. The big question tonight will be this: what is the status of Brennan Blakemore, the big play Texans wide receiver who has missed the last 3 weeks with a pectoral injury? Obviously, as the playoffs continue, Coach Weldon Nelms and the fans, of course, are hopeful of getting Blakemore back healthy, so we'll see how that goes tonight. He is out there, he warmed up, and he looked full tilt to me, and his injury has nothing to do with his legs, and that's the most valuable part of Brennan Blakemore's anatomy, that's for sure. He can run like the wind, and he's not injured in his legs, so he'll be fine tonight, it looks like. For Gonzales, their thing is running the football, and they are led by Cecil Johnson, who has more than 1,600 yards on the ground and is one of three Apaches with double-digit touchdown totals this year. The Apaches have also thrown five shutouts this year, so that bunch is certainly more than capable of playing some top-notch defense as well. And speaking of top-notch, let's, of course, thank our sponsors who make this broadcast possible. Our game tonight is being brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe, State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Stevens & Malone, Wimberley Electric, A Studio Z, Wimberley Ace Hardware, DeMasters Daniel Insurance, The Mail Stop, Wimberley Rentals, Blanco National Bank, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance. Stay with us, friends. Our man Clint Shields talked to Weldon Nelms prior to the game tonight, and we will share that visit with you after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com.
This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgages, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Information available online at blancobank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Branch manager Kay Smith and her entire team wish the Texans all the best this football season. Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by the law offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game is made possible by Wimberley Rental, locally owned and operated for over 23 years. Wimberley Rental has all your construction and party rental needs. Available at 512-847-3106 or stop by at 612 Melody Way, Wimberley, Texas. The entire staff of Wimberley Rental wish the Texans the best of luck during the playoffs.
Welcome back to the Texans pregame show. I'm Clint Shields, Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes back with you here in just a couple of minutes at WimberleyRadio.com. Coach Weldon Nelms joining us as he does each and every week during the Texans pregame show. And Coach, let's start by looking back at last week to the Taylor Ducks and sometimes records can be a little bit deceiving. And Taylor, I think, as everybody knows by now, played some pretty good competition in non-district play going into that ballgame last week. Did you find Taylor to be a little bit better team, I think, than what folks thought with their overall record?
Well, I think so. I think when we looked at them on film and knew that they were off the talented in a lot of areas. And then going in the game, of course, everybody, you know, looking at it, so, you know, you get out there and they talk about the record and the team that's not supposed to be, you know, match up. But, you know, when you get into playoffs, you better play every game hard or you're going to get bumped. And we were fortunate that, you know, we were able to make some big plays, probably a couple more plays than they did, and hold on in a double overtime game. We feel fortunate to be playing. But their kids and coaches did an outstanding job. I think they outcoached us, outplayed us, and we just were fortunate to hang on and get through it.
Another thing folks like to make noise about sometimes after a game like that, they like to call it wake-up teams. Do you feel like maybe last Friday night served as one of those, or did it just become a case of a good football game that your team made the plays necessary to get the win?
Well, I think, you probably can look at it either way. I don't think our kids grew up from that and recognize that every week is about what your team prepares and how hard you're going to play to try to improve your play and not about your opponent. So I think it served for that, but at the same time, you know, like I said, you know that if you're ranked up there, you're going to always get that opponent's A game. They're going to come out to play. They're not just there to show up. And I think our kids served notice of that. They've had a great week bouncing back this week and getting focused, and know we got a great opposition again this week. And it always is that mistake playoff. You're going to have to play at your best if you're going to be able to play challenges that you got to advance.
I know you've battled some injuries toward the end of the season. Did you add anyone to the injured list last week with Taylor, and have you gotten anyone back this week who was out last week?
Well, we're going to get a couple back, and then we got one that's going to be a game time decision, you know. So in this time of year, you're always going to have a few injuries and whatnot, but we feel pretty lucky and pretty fortunate to be as healthy as we are at this time of the year, especially compared to last year. We're much more healthy, but we'll be glad to get Brennan and Blake Moore and Blake Gidry back with us. They were out last week, and we'll be glad to get them back. And then Davis Holloman will be a game time. He's kind of had some muscle spasms that's in his back that's kind of slowed him down, but he's looked better earlier in the week. So we're hoping that he can get in and be a part of it, but we're not sure until kickoff time, I guess.
Definitely will be good to have Blake Moore and Gidry back. Gonzalez, now the Apaches come in at 11-0, one of those unbeatens left in Texas in Class 3A. Let's start with their offense. They like to spread the offense out, yes, but they still prefer to move it on the ground and chew up the clock and shorten the game. Where do they present the biggest challenges for your defense?
Well, I think that's it. You know, they're going to run the football, and they like to play power football between the tackles, and they do have enough speed. If you don't do a great job of containing them, they can break a big one. But, you know, their big deal is to try to control the clock and control the football, and their defense plays very, very strong. And so they feel like if they can control the football and get some points, they can minimize the other team's offense. So, which goes opposite to what we try to do. We try to, you know, speed the game up and try to play with big plays and fast and furious. And so our two styles are different. So it's kind of whoever can provide their will. I like our chances with our defense. Our defense has been good all year for us, and I feel like they'll step up to the challenge. And hopefully on offense we're able to move the ball and control and change that, change the momentum and kind of change the wave of the game.
Speed at the skill position, certainly key when you go and spread the field. How do you feel like you match up in two areas? You mentioned the speed. One, how do you match up with Caceres, the quarterback, and Cecil Johnson, the tailback? And then two, how does your defensive line match up with their front five?
Well, I think we got good matchups. Like I said, I like the way our kids when we play this. We're exceptionally quick up front and real athletic, and I like that, and they played real aggressive. We got, I think overall they've got good speed, and so do we. I think we match up very well. I don't know if we necessarily have any advantage or they do, but I think that it matches up real well, and I think our kids will step up to the challenge, and if they do, then we've got a good chance to control the tempo of the game, and, I think that's big, and it goes down to that, then you got just the one that makes a few lesser mistakes as far as turnovers and penalties can, change or challenge the outcome of the game. So, and that's what I'm hoping that our kids can do is we take care of the ball and not make mistakes, on mental mistakes on penalties. And if we do that, I think that'll give us a good chance.
Now, offensively for you, you're facing a defense that's earned its share of headlines this year with five shutouts. They're stingy with the points, obviously, but they also allowed just 9 yards rushing to Hondo in their bye-district game last week. You've had success on the ground the last couple of years as well as through the air, and I know you like to have a balanced attack. On that note, Gonzalez has got 15 interceptions on the year, so it certainly seems like a challenge weights your offense.
Yeah, it does. They've got, they've got an excellent team. They run the ball well, tackle well. But you know, that's the thing about our offense, that we can throw the ball when we want to, we can run the ball when we want to, and staying balanced is very important. Keep them offset and whatnot. But they've made a lot of plays, and they are probably one of the best defenses we've faced to date. But I feel like that we can, if we stay with what we do and execute what we do, I think we got a good shot to move the football and be successful against them, and that's what we're planning on doing. And you gotta stay patient and take some shots, and at the same time be able to mix it up. So that's hopefully what we'll be able to do tomorrow.
Lastly, I saw Gonzalez a couple of years ago, and they've grown up quite a bit since that team that really struggled for wins. Now they find themselves 11-0 and making noise as an unbeaten in the second round of the playoffs. For your squad, meanwhile, you've got a team that's won something like 34 or 32 of its last 34 ball games and is quite accustomed to being here and playing football after Thanksgiving. Do you feel like that experience is something that's maybe a card in your favor as you get ready to kick off?
Well, I think so. I think that, when you get that expectation or that tradition, I think it carries over. And for most part, it always seems to be where your kids have played in that big game. It takes that, I guess, that little nervous thing or whatever it is and expectation. So, for that reason, I think it plays in our advantage. And I hope, that it does. But you never know. It's all different from week to week, and we'll see how it goes.
As always, Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck.
You bet. Thank you,
Clint. That's Texans head coach Weldon Nelms. His Wimberley Texans and the Gonzalez Apaches continue getting ready for kickoff. I'm Clint Shields. Mike Blackwell and Randy Hermes are back with you next when the Wimberley Texans pregame show on WimberleyRadio.com continues after this.
This Wimberley Texan playoff game is brought to you through the financial support of Kate's Place. Kate's Place is dedicated to dining experience of elegant simplicity, using fresh, seasonal, and locally produced food to generate daily soup, sandwiches, entrees, and desserts. More information online at Kate's Place, Wimberley.com, or reservations by phone at 512-722-3744.
Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store, located at 13501 Ranch Road 12, or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at The Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season.
Welcome back to New Braunfels, Cougar Stadium. Mike Blackwell here with you, along with Randy Hermes. We're bringing my partner in now for our pregame show. Ought to have a good one here tonight, Randy. I know you've done some background and sort of done some behind-the-scenes spying on the old Gonzalez Apaches, or at least you've done some research this week.
As much as you can on the Internet.
That's right.
That goes.
Talk about what you expect here tonight. It ought to be a good one.
It ought to be a fantastic game, and like you mentioned earlier, it's a battle of the unbeatens. You know, and the last time we had this set up, the Texans went on to a very impressive 50-14 win over the Canyon Lake Eagles. At that time, the Texans were playing to show the world that they were legitimate and that the Eagles were an obstacle on their way to claim the district championship. Of course, tonight the stakes are much higher. Lose and go home. Win and continue on the journey to the state title.
Yep.
In fact, last week, Mike, I believe you and I were guilty.
Guilty as charged.
The same melancholy attitude the Texans might have brought into the game against the Ducks. Boy, were we ever wrong. We found out the Ducks were for real, and the 3-7 record they brought into that game was very misleading as to how good that team really was. And I think it's going to be just the exact opposite this week. The Texans better come prepared to play, because let me tell you, these Apaches, I believe they're going to be for real, Mike. What do we know about them? Well, number one, stingy, stingy, stingy defense.
Yeah.
How stingy, you ask? Five shutouts during the regular season. In last week's bi-district playoff game, they played Hondo, and they limited the Hondo Owls to only 9 rushing yards the entire game, including 6 sacks.
Wow.
Yeah, the previous week, which was the Apaches' last regular season in district game, they held the Quiro Gobblers to only 86 yards of total offense and ended the season giving up an average of only 142.6 yards per game. And let me tell you, that's a pretty impressive stat there. They had 15 interceptions during their 10-game regular season. And how about this one? Out of the 184 3A schools in the state of Texas, only five teams allowed less than 100 points the entire regular season. And of those five, Gonzales was second, giving up a measly 61 points all season long. And by comparison, Wimberley's defense ranked a very respectable ninth, with an asterisk because their regular season was only nine games long. Offensively, the Apaches aren't too shabby either. They ranked 31st in points scored, averaging just under 37 points per game. And again, by comparison, the Texans are ranked 27th, also averaging just over 37 points per game. Like we already heard, they are more run-oriented. In fact, last week against Hondo, they only threw the ball three times. None were completed. And the remaining 252 of their offensive production came on the ground. Their most potent weapon on offense is quarterback John Anthony Caceres, who mostly operates from the spread, although they have several different power formations that they'll run as well. In fact, he has over 100 yards running the ball in the last three games, but he also can sling it down the field pretty well as well. And finally, Coach Ricky Locke prides his offense on long, time-consuming drives and readily admits clock control as part of his game strategy and success this season. So I reckon we'll see that tonight where they'll try to really grind it out. So, Mike, the Apaches come into this game with an 11-0 record. And like I mentioned last week, only 12 other 3A teams, including the Texans, can claim an undefeated season. But looking back at the Apache schedules, it is fair to say they have not faced an opponent like the Texans. In fact, at the end of the regular season, only three of the Apaches' regular season opponents had winning records.
How about that, really? Yeah.
And also, the Texans share two common regular season opponents with the Apaches, the Quiro Gobblers and the Lavernia Bears. And, of course, the Gobblers this year, they didn't turn out to be the perennial powerhouse that has dominated this part of the state for the last 10 years.
Right.
And actually, each team, both the Apaches and the Texans, won by a 28-point margin. But with the Lavernia Bears, the Apaches had all they wanted there, and they barely squeaked by with a 14-9 win. So if you recall, when the Texans played the Bears, they won big 49-6. So, you can read as much or as little into
right.
that little bit of information as you want. So, anyhow, I think last week's game against the Ducks is a wake-up call for the Texans. I know that's kind of cliche, but I truly believe that. It's the playoffs. Each week will bring a better opponent, and that is certainly the case this week. And let's be honest, we have seen them come out flat against known weaker teams. If you think back to the Bandera game.
Yep.
And likewise, we've seen them come out a lot more pumped up, focused, and aggressive when they have played strong opponents. And I fully expect them to take the field tonight, hitting on all cylinders in playing the Wimberley Texans brand of football.
Yeah, and I got a feeling that Weldon Nelms all week long, I think he got their attention probably this week, Randy. We were talking about it before the game. At previous times this season when Wimberley has, come out flat or hasn't played up to its expected expectations, Weldon Nelms has certainly done a good job of having these guys bounce back the next week or the next half or what have you. I'm kind of with you. I feel like that Wimberley's going to come out strong here tonight, and I think that Weldon Nelms probably told the Texans, hey, this first quarter is very important, because really last week the first quarter kind of set the tone, and Taylor Ducks did exactly what Gonzales is going to try to do this week. They ran the ball, they milked the play clock down, and it was successful. I got a feeling that Weldon Nelms wants these guys to get out to a big-time fast start here tonight on this red turf. We're here at Cougar Stadium at New Braunfels Canyon High School. Red artificial surface out there, and it is the wildest thing you've ever seen. Blood red, and it's
blood red, cardinal red. What do you call that?
I don't know what it is. My son Miles was down there prior to the game, and he said, "Ooh, I don't know if I like this. It's kind of blood." And I tried to convince him that was blood shed by previous football players, and he didn't buy
that. He's smarter than that. Yeah. I did my little bit of research, and from what I understand, this was the first red turf field, high school field in the state of Texas. Now, you didn't see if there were any others or not, but it's certainly certainly unique.
How about that? Now, captains now meeting at midfield. We are on the Gonzales side of the football field tonight. Gonzales is, of course, the home team. Wimberley on the far sideline in their road white-on-white uniforms. Gonzales black and orange, black helmets, black tops, and black bottoms with orange and white trim. And, again, the Wimberley Texans are on the far side. And they are at midfield now talking about the coin toss. And let's see what has taken place. Wimberley will receive the football here in the first half. And so the Texans will get the football. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. It would be exciting to see you tonight. Of course, we heard that Blakemore is going to be back to play. So
right.
It will be exciting to see if he's all on that kickoff return team again. You know, we've kind of missed some of that magic that he has brought, or some of the excitement anyway. We haven't had one returned here in a while. Boy, wouldn't it be a fine night to start that, resurrect that trend again.
Well, we're about ready to get things kicked off. Let's take a break. Let's come back, and we'll have our opening kickoff here at Cougar Stadium. Wimberley, Texas, Texans football. You are listening to it on WimberleyRadio.com.
Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game comes from A.J. and Carrie Downing of Wimberley Electric. Master electrician A.J. Downing can assist you with all your electrical needs, from residential to commercial and industrial, locally owned and operated, licensed with the state of Texas, and fully insured. Call Wimberley Electric at 722-3255 or visit WimberleyElectric.com for more information. Proud supporter of the Wimberley Texans and the Spirit of Texas Marching Band, Maggie Downing rocks. Wimberley Electric, doing it right the first time, every time. Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, specializing in auto, life, and home insurance, and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horacemann.com. Lori wishes all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans! And by...